You're listening to Know Your States, Know Your Community. Welcome back. I'm Jack Peterson here with Jim Healy, and we move on now to the very last state, the last segment in our series. Jim, can you believe it? We've gotten to the end.
We must be at Wyoming.
You are correct.
We must be.
We turn now to the Equality State, our very least populous state, home to almost 600,000 people. It is the 44th state in the Union, joined on July 10th, 1890, was when it was admitted to the country as a state. Talking about the state of Wyoming with a, would we say a Wyoming? Maybe? Okay.
Yeah.
A Wyoming named Mike and Anderson. And actually, there's two Wyomings in the room right now. We're also here with Aslan Anderson, who's part of the... Should we say part of the crew here at KRFY, and happens to be a relative of Mikan, but Aslan, you weren't there for all that long, were you?
No.
Okay. We're gonna focus our conversation then on Wyoming with somebody who did spend some time there, Mikan Anderson. And Mikan, where do you hail from within Wyoming?
I grew up in Evanston, Wyoming.
Okay.
It's down in the southwest corner, down by Utah.
Okay.
And I was born in Utah because the hospital there wasn't the greatest at the time.
Uh-huh.
So born in Utah, but lived in Wyoming my entire life up until we moved.
Until you moved here. Okay. Or well, until you moved.
We moved to Montana first.
Okay.
And then came over here about 8 years ago.
Okay. So it was called Evanston?
Evanston.
Evanston. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's Evanston like? I've never heard of it.
It's just a tiny town. It's 11,000 population.
Kind of comparable to Sandpoint, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Population.
It's on 80, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's mm-hmm. on 80, one of the main east-west highways. What's it like? Well, first of all, how large was the town? Or it still is.
Yeah, 11,000. It's grown a little bit, but not much.
And why is Evanston where it is? Is it cattle ranching? Is it?
There's lots of railroad through mm-hmm. Evanston. That's kind of how it came to be, and oil. But
oil. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. What's the geography around Evanston like?
It's pretty flat. There is really not much around there.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty boring.
Well, so what'd you do growing up?
Not a lot.
You said it's in the southwest, you said.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that would, I mean, on the map, it looks like that would be in the mountains, but I guess not.
It's kind of close to the mountains. We got, it's not very far away from like Park City, Utah. So like they have their ski mountains and stuff. And there's a mountain,
can you see it from the town? Like, can you see mountains from the town?
Yeah, okay. There's a little mountain range over that way. And then down by the Uintas Mountains. But mm-hmm. that's still far away from Evanston. It's a good hour and a half drive.
Yeah. Let's see. So growing up in Wyoming, you go to high school in Evanston?
Yes.
Everything? Mm-hmm. Okay. What'd you do for fun growing up in Evanston, Wyoming?
We'd have bonfires.
Yeah. It's probably kind of familiar to people growing up in Sandpoint or this area too.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not much different.
Is it a treed? I mean, is this, when you say flat, is it flat with trees or flat like prairie?
Sagebrush.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Water? Any rivers? Lakes?
What do you got? The Bear River runs through there. Okay. And then there's a tiny little reservoir about half hour away, but it's mm-hmm. so small. But we'd go boating on there all the time growing up, too.
Yeah.
Nothing like this lake.
Yeah. You go, is the river a source of recreation or just a kind of a source for?
You can go and play in it. It's not a very big river.
Yeah.
There's a state park that is right there, and there's lots of walking trails through there. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different kind of beautiful, not treed.
Yeah. Do you go back to Evanston?
Every once in a while, yeah. We'll go back for Thanksgiving or Christmas, see mm-hmm. my mom and dad. They still live there.
Yeah. Do you notice how it's changed or how your relationship to it has changed maybe as now that you've...
The town itself hasn't changed a whole lot.
Yeah.
A few more houses, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Still, there's really nothing to do there, so... The only reason I go back is to visit family.
You visit family, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Have you traveled throughout the rest of Wyoming?
Yep. I did live in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Okay, that's to the east of Evanston.
For 3 years, I lived there.
That's big.
That's a huge city. Yes. Okay.
Okay. And how was living in Cheyenne like? What?
It was good. I mean, I was going to college and just a trade school there, and didn't really do a whole lot other than work and do that and home. So, I mean, there's lots of things to do there, but
Cheyenne is pretty high elevation, isn't it?
I'm not 100% sure.
You know, that in Laramie, where the university is located, and that's all on, I think, I-80, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a five-hour drive between the two.
Yep, Evanston scooting across the southern half of Wyoming. And then you, on the eastern side, you go up towards Casper and then up to Sheridan. Because I know this because I lived in Billings and would cut down.
Oh, did
through,
you?
Yep, cut down through Wyoming and Evanston to get down to Utah.
Yep.
The parks down there. What were the seasons like in Evanston?
You have pretty much all four seasons, which is great. But winter sneaks up really quickly. There's not a big fall. They're already shoveling snow down there.
Okay. And were the winters harsh?
They were. Lots and lots of snow. I remember there would be snow piled up to the top of our back fence.
No
like
way.
A regular 6-foot fence, yeah.
Windy?
Yes, very windy.
And how about the summers?
The summers get really hot.
Okay. But, no humidity, though?
No humidity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, we haven't talked about the one part of Wyoming that everyone knows about, the northwestern part, which is Yellowstone National Park, located up there. Visited that?
A couple of times, yeah.
Okay, growing up, was that a special treat to get everybody in the car and head up to where it's really different? It's different than the rest of Wyoming, isn't
it? It is. It's beautiful up there. My sister, right out of high school, she went up there and worked at the park for a couple of years. So we got to go up there and visit her while she was up there. And that was a lot of fun.
I've never been to Yellowstone.
No?
I don't think
Whoa.
You're missing out.
I know. Yeah,
you gotta
really
go.
I guess so. Yeah.
Aslan, you've been to Yellowstone, haven't you?
Yeah, when I was like really young. I haven't been back, I think, since I was 4 to 6, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were pretty young.
I want to go back, though.
Road trip, Jack. Road trip.
We could do
and
it.
You've got a young son who needs to see it.
I guess so. Yeah, I got to go see Old Faithful.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What else draws you to Yellowstone?
Just the beauty of it altogether. Yeah. The waterfalls,
The geysers, the higher elevation plateaus, lots of buffalo and elk.
The hiking trails are really pretty, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Yellowstone Lake, where the big caldera is, that if anything happens there, I think we feel the effect up here.
Yeah.
I tell you where I have been within Wyoming is to Devil's Tower. That I've seen.
Now, that I haven't been.
Oh, Jim.
Yep. That, it's pretty neat. It's you can walk all the way around the base of it. It's pretty
that's
spectacular.
That's in northeastern, isn't it?
Yeah. Now you're the one who's missing out, Jim. That one was
and I don't know. I don't know how I've missed it because I've gone through Sheridan,
if you've
Gillette.
Been in that area? It's right near Gillette.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't been, but it's an oddity, isn't it? It's just stuck up by itself.
Yeah.
I mean that. Yes, that's what's so. I guess that's where it gets its name. It does seem a little ominous.
Mm-hmm.
Something
mm-hmm.
strange, it looks like it happened
just,
here.
Sort of appears in whatever. Mm-hmm. And you said you get back to Evanston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the town is still about, 11,000?
It's about 11,000. Mm-hmm.
Has remained. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
When you're sitting up here in Sandpoint, Idaho, and you think about Evanston, is there anything that you miss outside of family? Okay, but, you know, like in terms of the openness of it, the flatness of it, the, is there anything that you find yourself missing?
Not really.
Okay. Okay. Aslan, do you go back?
Yeah, I go back for holidays.
What's it like to go to Evanston?
It's fun. Yeah, it's kind of boring, like she said. Me and my cousin usually kind of like walk around town to all like the different, they have lots of different little shops downtown, kind of like we do here in San Paul.
Okay.
You go bowling a lot.
Yeah, we go bowling a lot. My cousin used to work at the bowling alley. But yeah, there's really not much to do. But it's fun to go back and like see the different geography compared to how it is here.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. One thing that fascinates me about Wyoming is that three of its corners are almost like right angles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then there's Yellowstone up on top. And that's not quite a right angle, I don't think.
Pretty close to a square, though.
Yeah, pretty much. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What's it like growing up in a state with so few people?
It's pretty great, really. You can go on a road trip and not see anything. You're just out there by yourself. Mm-hmm. You see the antelope, and that's about it.
Lots of antelope,
lots of antelope in Wyoming. yep.
Well, you know, like we have been discussing other states with other people here in Sandpoint area and like Rhode Island. You think you'd be bumping into people left and right,
right?
You know, like you need elbow room. Whereas Wyoming,
there's just lots of ranches out there, and it's wonderful, just because there is nobody.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
there's more cows than people,
and I would say probably oil wells too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, than. Another place that I found interesting in Wyoming was Cody with the Buffalo Bill Historical Center. Have you guys been there?
I have not been to that, no.
I highly recommend it.
Been through there, and that's a beautiful area, too.
That's out of the east entrance of Yellowstone National Park. And but the expansiveness of Wyoming has always been sort of breath. You know, I lived in Montana for 24 years, but I always found Wyoming to be few people and lots of room.
Lots of room. There's a lot of government-owned land in Wyoming.
Yes, absolutely true.
What draws people to Wyoming, not for tourism, but to stay? What brought your folks to Wyoming? How did you end up there?
Ranching.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandpa... He had a butcher shop, so had cows and a butcher shop there, and took my dad there. And after my mom and dad met, they just stayed in that area. My grandpa moved to Heber, Utah, and did his butcher shop there until he couldn't.
And was your dad
ranching?
Your parents were still a ranch family.
They don't ranch, but we have. Lots of family or friends that we consider family in that area that do. They have a lot of land.
Okay. And what's it like, running a ranch in Wyoming? Is this the kind of ranch where you go out on horseback and you're like, you know, chasing the cattle down and everything?
Yep. Okay. We've gone herding cattle on our family friend's ranch. And that's
big. Is it a big ranch?
Yeah, it's really big. That's in Utah, though, in the Randolph Woodruff area.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a lot of fun. And branding cattle and all of that fun stuff.
All the business of cattle.
You've got to get a little dirty.
Okay. Let's see. Ever go to a rodeo in Wyoming?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a big deal?
Yeah. It's like the state sport.
I think so. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Cheyenne has a major rodeo. Big time, like the rodeo.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cheyenne Frontier Days. It's pretty big to do.
Yeah. How about you, Aslan? Have you been to a rodeo?
Mostly in Montana, not really in Wyoming.
So where in Montana did you live?
We were in Miles City.
Okay.
Not far from Billings.
That's right. Miles City. I think George Winston, the pianist, was raised in Miles City, but that's to the east. I-94.
Yeah,
I just know all these places by the eyes.
Yep. I like Miles City, but that's in Montana. That's not in Wyoming.
We already talked about Montana. We're done with that.
Let's see.
Back to Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
Have you been to the Frontier Days?
Yeah.
That is kind of the cultural event of the year in Yeah. Cheyenne, right?
Yep. I've been there twice.
Yeah.
And that was, it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of people.
It's
that
a, go. Is it like, crazy. It's a week or it's a,
it, yeah, four or five days.
Yeah.
And there's concerts and the big rodeo and there's always like the fair with all the amusement park things and,
yeah,
for the kids.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Would you go back?
I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You... It's an experience for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Have you ever done any rodeo events yourself?
When I was really, really young, my my mom and dad did let me do mutton busting once.
That's the little kids get on the
right
sheet,
on the sheet.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a blast.
Have you ever gotten to Thermopolis?
I've driven through Thermopolis, but okay. I've never spent much time there.
It's known for its hot springs and mm-hmm. its therapeutic. One of the things in the center of Wyoming, Wind River, very scenic.
Very.
And I want to say that if I could be wrong on this, the highway there is an optical illusion. You're going down, but the river appears to be going up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's for a very, very long time.
Yes, yes. Oh, so I'm not imagining this.
No, you're not.
Okay, thank you, Mike. And I was going.
No.
You
know,
but no, you're going down for a long time. You're descending, but the river is flowing uphill.
Yeah, and it's like the slightest descent. You don't even feel like you're going downhill.
Yeah.
Explain. What do you mean the river is flowing uphill, Jim?
It's flowing in the opposite direction that you think it would be going.
Yeah, you would think that it would be.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the road is going down, and you'd figure that the water would be going down too.
But as it must.
But it doesn't.
It's not.
Well, I think you guys are both wrong about this.
Aslan, stick up for us.
I don't recall ever driving by it, I don't think.
You did, but you
don't remember.
Yeah. Really little.
I couldn't see over the door.
So how old were you when you moved away, Aslan, from Evanston?
I think between the ages of 2 and 3.
Somewhere
around there, yeah.
Okay, so you have no memories.
Not really, but we go back
a lot.
Okay.
So I spent a couple summers there.
What was that like?
Hot. Really, really hot.
And bowling. Hot,
yes.
Hot
lots
and
of bowling.
But
yeah, it's like super hot, super dry, and it's always windy.
Now, one thing that we ask people representing their states, any food that's unique to, like an item or something that's called differently than we call it here?
Not really, but I do know that the turducken was actually originated in Wyoming.
No way.
Yes.
Now, that's something I've never had.
Me neither.
It's actually really good.
Interesting. Yeah.
One says really good. The other says interesting. Okay, in between.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interestingly good.
Yeah.
Leave
it to the rednecks to pull something together. Like
okay.
That.
Okay. Turducken.
Turducken.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Which is, it's a duck inside of a chicken inside of a turkey, right?
Yes.
And then all cooked together.
Yep. It's all boneless, though. Just put it all together, tie it up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Me neither. No, I've never.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be really hard if it wasn't boneless.
Okay. I guess. Yeah.
Is there anything that as people are listening, something about Wyoming that you'd like to share that they need to know about Wyoming that you can think of?
Oh, gosh, not really.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
More cows than people.
Cows than people and more oil wells than people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Coming from Minnesota, which is very flat, I always thought of Wyoming as mountainous. You know, that's my picture of it.
There's parts that are very, but there's other parts that are just barren.
Yeah.
There's lots of hills, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's rolling, and when you take I-90 across, it's flat, but it's high elevation.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the elevation of, like, where Laramie is,
One interesting thing is that the elevation of Evanston is actually
it's higher than the elevation of the Schweitzer Mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It is.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, it's one of the one of those really high cities, like the Mile High City of Denver, for example. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it doesn't but when you're there, it doesn't feel like it.
No,
you feel like you're at the top of a mountain.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Is that and there is a river that flows through Evanston. I'm looking at the map here. There's not a lot of water. It looks like in the state of Wyoming.
Not a lot. They have Flaming Gorge, which is really pretty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's not substantial.
You have the Pryor Mountains in the north where the Bighorn comes out of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's a premier water source. Mm-hmm. It's just a big state with lots of room.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Uh-huh.
And you have to work hard to bump into someone.
Which is great.
Yeah. So how long have you lived here?
We've been here about 8 years.
Okay. And different than Wyoming.
Right? Much different than Wyoming. Yeah. When we came to visit my mother-in-law and just driving by the lake, mm-hmm. I fell in love and I knew that I had to
stay here.
Be here.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess that answers my question, which is, would you ever go back? Would you, you know, would you move back to Wyoming given the chance? No.
No. Something would have to force me there.
Yeah.
Well, we are winding down with Aslan and Mike, and thank you guys so very much for representing the last state that we are talking about in Know Your States, Know Your Community.
Yeah. Do you have any, Aslan, do you have any questions for your mother, or do you know anything that we should have asked her that we failed to do?
That's a good question to ask.
I can't really think of anything off the top of my head, I don't think.
How about you, Mike, and anything you want to ask your daughter?
Well, about Wyoming, no, but I have lots of questions for her all the time.
Excellent. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming down to the station.
Thank you.